بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. وعن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تعرض الاعمال في كل اثنين وخميس، فيغفر الله عز وجل في ذلك اليوم لكل امرئ لا يشرك بالله شيئا الا امرؤ كانت بينه وبين اخيه شحناء، فيقول: اتركوا هذين حتى يصطلحا. This is an authentic narration found in Muslim Sharif and other well-known authentic hadith kitabs, where Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the actions of man are presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every Monday and Thursday. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, forgives on that day every Muslim, every person that does not ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, this refers to the Muslims that have the correct aqidah and the right beliefs. Illa mru'un, except for that person, between him and his Muslim brother, there is some fight, some dispute, as a result of which there is hatred and malice in the heart, and they are burning for each other, they are after each other's throats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds back their forgiveness, and Allah ta'ala says, اتركوا هذين, leave their matter, leave these two, until they resolve their matters between them two. Once they resolve the matter between them two, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their amal. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that this applies to some worldly matter and some worldly reason for which they are at each other's throats, which they must resolve. If it is for some deeny reason, then there is no problem if a person is leaving out speaking to someone or upset with someone based on some deeny matter. Because in the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we find that this was prevalent. Sometimes a Sahabi left out speaking to his son till death because of an Islamic reason. One Sahabi, he told his nephew that you must not play a certain game with the stones because you can hurt someone. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That game was called Khazaf, where they would put a stone on the thumb and they would flick it, or they would use the force of the fingers and throw it. So he said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited us from doing this because you can't hunt like this, obviously, but you can hurt someone and damage something maybe. So then after a while, the youngster started playing again like that. So he said, I told you, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you mustn't do this, and you ignored what I told you, so now I'm not going to speak to you. So that is a different case. But if there's some worldly reason, some worldly dispute, some silly reason for which a person got upset, something small, then they must resolve it between themselves, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. So from this we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be united. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun. Muslims are brothers. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Then you should resolve the matter between two Muslim brothers that are disputing. You should resolve our problems and unite and join once again. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.